720 WGN. Good to see our good friend Brandon Harwell back in studio from BCH Wealth. Brandon, thanks for hopping on with us again.
Thanks for having me.
You know, last year when we talked, we were trying to limit the damage, I guess you could say.
Always.
Things are different this year. We've seen quite a rally, recent highs on all of the stock exchanges, at least the major ones. And I think the temptation for a lot of people is good times are here again and will be forever. What are you telling your clients these days as they feel a little bit better than they did in 2023 and 2022?
They see it every day. They look at media, they see all-time highs, they see, okay, NVIDIA stock's up 3,000% in 2 days. What should I be doing? And then back in 2022, as you remember, one of our biggest concerns was that long-term approach with a 60-40 portfolio.
Right. And remind people what 60-40 means again.
So 60-40, that's the traditional 60 stocks, 40 bonds. But the point is since, say, 1980, 60-40 portfolio has just done fantastic.
Right.
Let's just say 9 to 10% annually, basically set it, forget it, go from there.
And that's what people have been going with for years and years because of that.
That's what asset allocation is built on.
Right.
So, I mean, everybody, whether it's your father, your grandfather, your advisor, whoever it may be, they say, you know, buy real estate, buy stocks, buy bonds, you'll be fine in the long term.
Mm-hmm.
The one endpoint that, or the few endpoints that most people don't discuss is looking at that 2000 to 2013.
What happened there that was different?
End of 2000. If you were to, let's just say, 60-40 portfolio, and you said, I'll be fine. The S&P 500 didn't get back to all-time highs until late 2013.
So over roughly 13 years of stagnant growth.
13 years. And let's just, for a 35-year-old that's in his earnings years, is saving, and has a 401k, okay. But let's play this out for the, which a lot of people do, and have done since 2022. Let's just say that that individual had $1 million and was retiring late 2000. They're retiring with $1 million, they're saying, I'm gonna take $60,000 a year from my $1 million portfolio and live off of this for the rest of my life, plus Social Security, whatever it may be. So they do that. Obviously, they see their portfolio go down. 2013, 13 years, the S&P 500 gets back to neutral. They look and they go, okay, great. The S&P is back to all-time highs again.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think their portfolio looks like?
I don't know. Not that much.
It's gone.
Left. It's gone.
It's gone.
So I hear what you're saying is that there are definitely periods where growth is minimal, is down, and that yes, in the long run, I mean, you acknowledge like everyone else that in the long run, that philosophy may still work, but is your fear for your clients that they are retiring at the moment of a 2001?
Specifically, yes.
So what do you do to combat that? Like, when you have clients that are approaching retirement age, and the emphasis is go down, get less risky, go to 60-40, you'll be fine. Yeah. What are you telling them then?
So for us, it's easier because we're active managers. So mm-hmm. that's what we do for our clients. We can, within a split second, go from treasury bills back into equities, and we have our proprietary hedge fund that we do that with.
Mm-hmm.
But for the listener, the average saver, the 401k investor, they obviously don't do that. They have their day job, and they want to know how to allocate their 401k. For this year, what we are telling most people is that your 60-40 is now 40-60. So where instead of 60 stocks, 40 bonds, maybe go 40 stocks, 60 bonds. And why would we do that? Obviously, back in 2022 when we spoke, we talked about the risk in bonds.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now we've gone from 0% rates to basically 5.5. And on the 10-year, let's just say 4. So if you look over the next 12 months and rates stay stagnant, okay, you got 4% plus and yield, and okay, that's a real return. That's great. If you're in 40% stocks and they continue to do well, so both will do well. We're finally in an environment where bonds will actually start to act as a hedge, in a sense,
mm-hmm.
Where clearly they haven't. Where everyone thought they were safe the last 3 years in a bond allocation, they weren't. I think now you may see that inverse correlation if equities sell off.
Do other people in your business think you are too conservative?
Yeah, I mean, especially now, you know, you see these names, as we mentioned, and you get into that FOMO world.
Mm-hmm.
But markets are interesting. And the biggest we consider 2023 was more of fund flows versus fundamentals. Sometimes you just see fund flows like we did in the meme craze. Are some of those stocks worth $400 a share? Not really.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have enough people buying them, they'll go that way. Does that correlate to fundamentals and earnings? Not necessarily. And I think 2024 is going to kind of show that head. I think there's that lagging effect of interest rates rising went a little longer than historical. I think because there was so much in the markets in terms of stimulus and obviously corporations getting PPP loans and things like that.
So you aren't of the belief that this plane will land that softly?
That's usually the call I get. It's, oh, you think there's going to be a crash? No. Not necessarily. Mm-hmm. It's just risk versus reward. I have options. So if I can get in a U.S. Treasury bill paying me 5.5%, and I look today, and if I look at the math, and I go, okay, 2025 projected earnings, $48.50. What are we roughly at today? Now, $48.50.
So what you're saying is when you look at potential growth in markets, yes, they could go up, they could go down, but you think that we may be tapped out in our growth.
Yeah, if I had potential upside based off of our math of, let's just say, close to 0% in equities, but could be 10 to 20% downside, but I can get 5.5% in the safest investment in the world, I'm going to stay there for the time being.
Your view is, especially if you're that near that retirement age, take the gains that you're going to get, lessen the blows that you could get, and sleep better at night.
Yeah, and again, we're active, so we can switch gears. We're a little bit different. So the 35-year-old, we're also in treasury bills because mm-hmm. we know, for that individual, if there's a 10 to 20% sell-off, we press a button, we're back into equities, and that's how we get that outperformance with also the less risk.
So speaking on that, that you move quickly and you can change things quickly, is that what sets BCH Wealth Management aside from other folks?
That's one of them. Yeah, I think there's a lot of things, but we can have that conversation later. But yeah, the biggest, I'd say the BCH brand from the beginning. When I started, majority of advisors have been in the industries for 40 years, and they've seen the 60-40. So you haven't had to do much. What I've seen is we want to take the best aspects of being a fiduciary, taking best in class on a daily basis for all of our clients, but also the enhancements of portfolio management of a hedge fund. Mm-hmm. So risk management that you traditionally don't have inside of your, let's just say, 60-40 mutual fund portfolio. Because at the end of the day, the math is what makes sense. Mm-hmm. What do the earnings look like? What does the economic projections look like? And that's how we're going to allocate it, because that's how you grow wealth. You know, traders can make money, I understand that. But investors are the ones that actually get rich and achieve their objectives. And that's always our biggest thing.
BCH Wealth Management, bchwealth.com. Brandon, people can call you at 224-875-7400, 224-875-7400. Thanks for your time, my friend.
Thank you.
Take a break. We've got the news coming up on Your Money Matters.